This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Southeast Alaska's regional tribal government will pilot its new broadband internet program in the island community of Wrangell. KSTK's Sage Smiley reports.
Last year, the Federal Communications Commission opened up a special program to allow rural tribes to secure broadband licenses to improve connectivity. Hundreds of tribes applied, more than a third in Alaska. The Central Council of Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska announced on December 17th that it got its license. Chris Cropley, one of Thlinkit and Haida's network architects, says it's for the 2.5 gigahertz spectrum, the same tech used by cell phone LTE networks.
We're starting in Wrangell. It's the perfect, it's the Goldilocks.
The tribe is calling its broadband service Tidal Network. It'll just be home internet, not mobile data service. But all the same, it'll need to build its own towers so that wireless internet can be broadcast directly to homes and businesses that don't already have reliable internet access. Once the service is in place, Thlinkit and Haida will be required to defend it, meaning they have to offer internet service to 80% of the area's population within the first 2 years of holding the license and full coverage after 5 years. Once the details are worked out, it'll operate as a subscription service. Cropley says the goal is to provide the best possible internet at the lowest possible price. Digital literacy education will be an integral part of the program.
It's teaching people how to use it, making sure they're using it correctly. We're not just dropping internet off on your roof and saying good luck.
With cooperation from Wrangell's local government and tribal government, Cropley says Thlinkit and Haida hopes to have the network up and running by spring of 2022. I'm Sage Smiley.
Today, we remember two elders who passed away in 2021. Earl Oldperson died of cancer in October at age 92. Aaron Bolton attended the funeral in Montana for the longtime spiritual and political leader of the Blackfeet Nation.
Oldperson's friends and family reflected on his accomplishments as a leader, like meeting many U.S. presidents, serving as the president of the National Congress of American Indians, and working on national legislation to improve life for indigenous people across the U.S. Oldperson's nephew, Kenny Scabbyrobe, said love was always at the core of his message.
He fought very hard in every way to keep our religion and our way of life alive.
Oldperson's family spoke about how they would carry on his efforts, including his grandson, Arlen Edwards.
Grandpa, to learn his songs and to teach him, because that was important to you. And I'm going to do my best to honor people the way you told us to do.
As Edwards sang his grandfather's going home song, family carried Oldperson's casket away. Outside, hundreds of people lined Central Avenue as the procession moved through Browning, followed by a group of horses, one without a rider, to signify Oldperson's last ride.
We also remember Marcella LeBeau, a nurse who served in the U.S. Army Nurse Corps during World War II. She treated soldiers at the Battle of the Bulge and was later awarded a Medal of Honor by Belgium. Here she is in a 2019 interview with National Native News.
I'm a veteran of World War II. And that was one of the greatest honors and privileges of my life.
LeBeau served as a nurse when she returned home to the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in South Dakota and served on the Tribal Council. She was instrumental in banning smoking in tribal chambers and was outspoken in trying to get Wounded Knee Medals of Honor revoked. LeBeau was 102 when she passed away in November. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There are now booster recommendations for all three available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and you may choose which booster shot you receive. More info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus who support this show.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.